Crucial conversations happen during important, heated disagreements. Crucial conversations are everyday talks that have a big impact on your life. They are different from normal conversations because the participants have different opinions, strong emotions, and high stakes. How you handle these important discussions can lead to positive or negative outcomes and change your life's direction. Examples include breaking up or reconciling with a partner, giving feedback to your boss, or asking for a raise. Many people avoid these conversations or handle them poorly. The best way to manage them is to face them and deal with them skillfully. Research involving over 20,000 people in hundreds of organizations found that successful people, those who reach their goals and build strong relationships, are good at handling crucial conversations. They are skilled at discussing difficult, controversial, and important topics. Developing this skill will improve your career, relationships, and even your health. It will also boost productivity in your company, as you'll be better prepared to tackle challenging work relationships. Master dialogue to excel in crucial conversations. At the core of mastering crucial conversations is the skill to engage in dialogue. This means you can start and continue a conversation openly with someone else. For instance, a corporate vice president had doubts about the CEO's plan to relocate. Others in the company were also worried but too scared to speak up. During an important meeting, the VP shared his concerns calmly and diplomatically. The CEO realized he was trying to impose his opinion on others and respectfully backed down. Share ideas to make better decisions. When people engage in a crucial conversation, they bring different thoughts and opinions. Experts in dialogue create a safe space where everyone can share their views. Even if someone's ideas seem wrong or controversial, they should feel free to express them. This pool of shared meaning helps people make better decisions because they have more accurate and relevant information. While the process may take time, the resulting decision will be more valuable. When people help shape the meaning of an event, they are more likely to support its outcome. They act faster and with more commitment. Creating this pool of shared meaning by making it safe for others to share is essential for engaging in dialogue during crucial conversations. Keep your own goals in mind to guide the dialogue while considering what others want. Make everyone feel safe to speak. To master effective dialogue, start by honestly evaluating your conversation style. Next, start with the heart. This means you should make sure you're engaging in important discussions for the right reasons and focusing on your goals. Focus on your goals for productive dialogue. To maintain focus, use these two strategies. First, clearly define what you want. This keeps your attention on your goals. In key discussions, consider what you want for yourself, others, and your relationship with everyone involved. Let your core values or North Star guide you. Second, steer clear of the sucker's choice trap. This happens when you believe you only have two poor options, A or B. Often, a better option, C, is available through conversation if you focus on what you truly want to achieve. Spot crucial talks by physical and emotional cues. To spot when a crucial conversation is about to get difficult, watch for signs that the discussion is going off track. Pay attention to what's being talked about and also notice how others are acting, reacting, and their tone of voice. This early warning is like social first aid. Act quickly to address issues before emotions escalate to prevent the conversation from turning into a heated argument. Avoid getting caught up in a high-stakes discussion that could become a fight. Watch for these three signs that it's time to act before a conversation gets worse. 1. High stakes and strong emotions. If your discussion involves serious issues, strong feelings, and conflicting views, it's crucial. Look for physical signs like a tight stomach, emotional signs like fear or anger, or behavior cues such as shouting or pointing. 2. people feeling unsafe. If someone becomes quiet or hesitant to speak up, they may feel threatened. Alternatively, they might show aggression, like name-calling or behaving aggressively. 3. Personal stress. Notice if you start to feel stressed. If you react by withdrawing or hiding your feelings, or by being overly controlling or verbally attacking, it's a sign to address the issue. Dialogue needs purpose and respect. To have a productive conversation, make sure both you and the other person feel safe expressing yourselves. Build a sense of security, especially when others become silent or seem angry. If you notice these signs, step away from the conversation. Let the tension settle and come back to discuss mutual concerns. Once everyone feels comfortable again, address the issue. 2 main safety concerns need different approaches. The first is mutual purpose. If others think you have bad intentions or want to harm them, they won't trust you. To fix this, find a common goal so they will listen to your concerns. For instance, you might need to show your boss how his actions are affecting productivity. The second safety concern is mutual respect. If people feel you're disrespecting them, they will start defending their dignity. To handle this, apologize for any actions that may have seemed disrespectful and make sure to show that you do respect them. Handle employee frustration. Imagine this. A team of factory workers has stayed up all night to prepare for a visit from the division vice president. When the VP arrives, he wants to talk about the firm's future instead of touring the plant. You didn't inform the workers about this change, so now they feel their efforts were wasted. When you face them, they are upset and tell you, "That's the last time we're working hard for you." How should you respond? Avoid getting defensive. Take a moment to understand that their anger is a sign of feeling undervalued. If you sense a loss of mutual respect or intention, apologize for the confusion. Use the contrast technique to clarify your message. Start by stating what you didn't mean to convey, then explain what you intended. For example, say, "I didn't mean to suggest that I don't appreciate your work. Your efforts have been outstanding." Clearly state your true intentions. If you disagree, use the crib technique. Commit to finding a common goal, recognize the current goal, invent a new one if needed, and brainstorm new solutions and strategies. Keep emotions in check during conversations. When you get angry, you're reacting to outside events. It's important to remember that you are the one making yourself upset, not anyone else. You and only you create your emotions. To manage your feelings when you're angry, scared, or hurt, follow these 4 steps. 1. See or hear. Start by looking at the facts as you know them. 2. Tell a story. Explain to yourself what is happening. 3. Feel. Notice the emotions that come up from this understanding. 4. Act. Make decisions based on these feelings and insights. To fully control your emotions, take this path step by step. Reflect on, question, and possibly change one or more aspects of your reactions. Pay attention to the emotions behind your actions. Review the stories you tell yourself to see if your feelings are appropriate and helpful. Check the facts again. Understand your part in motives in creating problems. Be especially cautious of 3 types of stories. 1. Victim sagas. You say someone else is hurting you and to blame. 2. Villain stories. You view the other person as having bad intentions. 3. Helpless stories. You portray yourself as powerless to fix a problem. To achieve your goals, replace these negative stories with ones that create positive feelings. Define your goals, address needs, and take action. After controlling your emotions, you can share your viewpoint. Aim to persuade others without being aggressive, especially in sensitive or controversial discussions. Present your information with confidence, humility, and skill. Confidence allows you to speak directly about important points. Humility shows you're open to others' opinions. And skill helps you discuss difficult topics honestly. Follow the STATE method to know what to say and how to say it. Share what you know is true. Tell the story you want to present. Ask others to share their views. Talk carefully and encourage feedback to see how your message is received. Handling important conversations means listening carefully, even if others are angry or silent. Start by asking them to share their perspective. Then, reflect their views back to them, including their body language and tone. Calmly restate what you've heard. This helps create a safe environment. If the conversation stalls, encourage them to open up by suggesting what you think others might be feeling. Keep your ABCs in mind. Agree where possible. Build on what's been said with additional details and compare your approach with theirs. Command, consult, vote, or consensus. To turn your conversation into a solid decision and agreed-upon action, choose from these four decision-making methods. Command. Let someone you trust make the decision. Consult. Seek advice from others before making your choice. Vote. Decide based on what most people prefer. Consensus. Discuss until everyone agrees on one solution. Pick the method that fits the situation best to reach a clear decision. Clearly outline who will do what and by when, and specify what follow-up actions are needed. Note everyone's commitments and make sure they follow through on their promises. Key points. 1. Crucial conversations involve strong emotions, differing opinions, and high stakes that can impact your life. 2. Successful people excel in crucial conversations by engaging in open, respectful dialogue. 3. Creating a pool of shared meaning helps people make better decisions by sharing diverse perspectives. 4. Focus on your goals and steer clear of suckers' choices to guide productive discussions. 5. Watch for emotional and physical cues to spot when a conversation is becoming difficult. 6. Make everyone feel safe to speak by focusing on mutual purpose and respect. 7. Manage emotions, listen actively, and choose the right decision-making method to reach a clear outcome.